Rue de la Bourgade was once part of the Faubourg district. This meant that it was situated outside of the rampart walls. Up until 1850, most of the village activity took place inside the village walls, and so this street was very quiet and didn't have a lot of passers-by. However, during the 20th century, Rue de la Bourgade became one of the busiest streets in Moustier. After the major rural exodus, Moustier-Sainte-Marie gradually began to flourish again. Many craftsmen and artists settled in the neighbourhood, mainly thanks to the revival of faience, initiated by Marcel Provence in the 1930s. You can still find traces of this period in the street, like the sign for the blacksmith, or the millstone from an oil mill, now a gift shop, or the chapel of Sainte Brigitte, renamed Atelier Saint-François by Simone Garnier, one of the first interior decorators to set up the village in the 1940s. If you walk down to the bottom of the street, you can see the Hôtel Dieu. Named Saint-Jacques Hospital, it was the village hospital from 1719 until 1920. Despite its modest size, the village of Moustier was very much ahead of its time and proud to have all of these modern services. Moreover, it was one of the first French towns to have electricity in 1893, thanks to the installation of a water-powered electricity station.